Do you know the devil and his cohorts works all day, all week, and all month seeking to destroy you? Are you aware the sole purpose of the enemy is to destroy us? We live in a fallen world, surrendered about wicked and ruthless people who seeks the destruction of others. A day can't go by without we needing God's protection and preservation. Today, let's dive into the divine protection of God for his people and how we can be protected from the works of the enemy. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In the great adventure of life, sometimes it feels like we're wandering through a maze of unknowns. Things can get puzzling and even a bit scary. But hold on tight, because there's a promise that's like a secret weapon against all the uncertainties. It's the idea that God will keep everything about you safe and sound. Let's take a closer look at this promise and explore why it's not just a nice idea, but something we can really count on, like a strong and dependable friend. Life is like a big puzzle, and we often find ourselves facing things we didn't see coming. It's natural to wonder, will everything be okay? Will I be safe? In these moments, the promise of God's protection is like a bright light cutting through the confusion. So, imagine you're in a big, mysterious forest, and you don't know what's around the next bend. The promise that God will protect everything about you is like a compass that always points in the right direction. It's a comforting thought that even when things seem confusing, there's a guiding force leading you through the twists and turns. Now, let's unwrap this promise like a gift, exploring five good reasons why we can trust God to look out for us in every way possible. It's not just a hope, it's a real and dependable truth that we can hold on to in the midst of life's adventures. Okay, let's talk about love. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when someone cares about you? Well, God's love is like that, but way bigger and stronger. It's like a super shield that never breaks. The Bible says in Psalm 91 verse 14 that if you love God, He's got your back. Imagine you have a big, strong friend who loves you so much that they'd do anything to keep you safe. Well, God's love is even more powerful than that friend. It's like a protective force around you, making sure nothing can hurt you too much. So, when life gets tough, remember that God's love is your super shield, ready to keep you safe and sound. All right, let's talk about power, not the kind where you lift heavy things, but the kind that makes you strong inside. God has this amazing power, and He shares it with us. It's like having a superhero sidekick, but even better. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, God promises to make us strong and help us. Imagine you're facing a tough challenge, like a big, heavy rock in your way. Well, God's power is like a strong hand that comes alongside you, helping you push that rock out of your path. Think of it as having a friend who's always there to give you a boost when things get hard. God's power is like that, a super strength that helps you face anything that comes your way. So, when you feel like you're up against something too big, remember that God's power is right there with you, ready to make you strong. Let's chat about guidance. It's like having a really good map or a helpful friend who knows the way. Well, God is like the best guide you could ever have. In Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, it says we should trust God with all our hearts. Imagine you're on a journey, and there are lots of paths to choose from. God's guidance is like a trustworthy compass that points you in the right direction, making sure you don't get lost. Think of it this way. When you're trying to figure out what to do, God is like a wise friend who gives you the best advice. His guidance helps you make choices that lead to good things in your life. So, when you're facing decisions or feeling a bit lost, remember that God's guidance is there to steer you on the right path. Now, let's talk about angels, not the ones with wings and harps you see in cartoons, but special beings sent by God to watch over us. It's like having invisible friends who are always looking out for you. In Hebrews 1 verse 14, the Bible says that angels are like helpers sent to take care of those who follow God. Picture this, you're in a big game, and you have teammates you can't see but who are working hard to make sure you win. God's angels are like your personal guardians, ready to jump in whenever there's trouble. It's like having a superhero squad standing by, making sure you're safe from things you might not even see coming. So, when you feel a bit scared or alone, Remember that God's angels are on your team, watching over you. All right, let's dive into something cool called a covenant. It's not a superhero word, it's more like a super promise. God makes this amazing agreement with us, and it's like having an unbreakable promise from the best friend ever. In Genesis 15 verse 1, God tells Abraham, "I am your shield." Now, think of a shield like a strong guard that protects you from anything trying to harm you. God's covenant is like him saying, "I've got your back, no matter what." Imagine you have a friend who promises to be with you through thick and thin, always there to help and support you. Well, God's covenant is even better. It's a rock-solid promise that he will be there for you, keeping you safe and secure. So, when life feels a bit shaky, remember that God's covenant is like an anchor, holding you steady. It's a special promise that you can count on, like having the best friend ever who never lets you down. All right, let's wrap things up with a cool thought. Life is like an exciting adventure, and sometimes it feels a bit tricky, right? But here's the awesome part. God promises to keep everything about you safe and sound. It's like having a super-duper protector in your corner. Think of it like this. When you're feeling a bit lost or confused in the big game of life, God's promise is like a big, warm hug, saying, "Hey, I've got you covered." It's not just a nice idea. It's like having a super strong friend who's always there for you. So, as you journey through the twists and turns of life, remember this promise of God's protection. It's not a maybe or a might be, it's a for sure thing. Picture it like a treasure you carry with you, a special gift that makes every step of your adventure a bit brighter. Embrace this awesome truth. God will protect everything about you. It's like having a superhero on your team, ensuring that, no matter what, you're in good hands. So, go out there with confidence, knowing that you're not alone, and the promise of God's protection is your trusty companion on this adventure called life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.